When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
When you turn to the book of Acts, you will notice, dear people, that it was a great battle. And who were the men who were called upon to wage this great battle for the truth? Ordinary people. Many of them fisher folks. Sometimes I wonder, what geography did they know? And they were given such assignment and commitment to take the word of God to every creature. Yet, there was that willingness of heart, that obedient spirit. If we could just bring some of that obedience that you see in the book of Acts right into the hearts of our hearers today. The same thing would happen all over again. No question about it. But the whole point is that today's congregations want entertainment. They're not out there to obey or emulate and walk like the Master. They are just there to satisfy some emotion or religious sentiment. Now, to me, that is abominable. So I find a lot of people who disappoint me quite a bit. You know, one of the things that is essential is stickability. You stick to your guns. How many of you have fired a real gun? Of course, if you try to fire a gun, holding it loosely, you know, we are told to hang loose, you know, these days. And you take a gun and hang loose, you will have a broken shoulder because there is a kickback. Then you fire, and you actually have got to brace yourself for that shock. When you fire a gun, you've got to hold it so strongly against your shoulder and fire, and be ready for that kick which a real gun gives you. But, you know, my dear friends, we don't hold fast, we don't hold strongly to the truth. But you will find in the fifth chapter of Acts, in the 18th verse, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. And the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. And when the officers came, and found them not in the prison, They returned and told, saying, "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." You see, folks, the angel of the Lord had brought them out of prison. And someone came down and said, "Those men whom you're seeking are standing in the temple and teaching the people." 26th verse, "Then when the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.' Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to all of you, to Israel, and forgiveness of sins.'" After they were brought out of prison by the angel, they did not run away. They did not say, "This is our hour to make good of our escape from this awful situation." No, they did what they were commanded to do: go and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And that's what they were doing. You see, my dear friends, Christian life takes obedience and courage too. Unfortunately, today, we feel we have to just be muffled and muted and be silent as the grave. In other words, we don't have any message. We don't have something compelling, something which threatens to burst out of you. The truth of God is something which you do not really believe, or you don't believe that it has any solutions for our modern day living. And therefore, you're content to be easygoing and silent about the whole thing and confine it to Sunday morning. But we are facing a situation today when people are suffering. You see, I can't see suffering. I find it very hard to see suffering. Something says to me, "What are you doing? Are you going to be just a part of the rule, or are you going to be an exception? Are you going to be a part of the problem, or the solution to the problem?" The trouble is, many Christians are a part of the problem, a very big part of the problem. Backslidden Christians, worldly Christians, you know, people with one foot in the grave or one foot in the world, and all that they're asking of life is a kind of easy passage. Euthanasia is one of those things which appeals to people today. And of course, in Hitler's time, he wanted to put a lot of those people who were, in a sense, demented or mad or handicapped. He wanted to eliminate them, put them to sleep, get them out of the way. Of course, he hated the Lord Jesus, and he hoped to bring that whole nation I remember listening to one of those men who withstood Hitler when Hitler said, "You Christian leaders, leave the youth of Germany in my hands." And the reply of these men, a few courageous men, was, "You have no authority to do these things." Of course, they went into concentration camp, and some of them suffered much more, but they stood for the truth. Today, we can't say Hitler is ruling over us, but a lot of untruth is holding sway in the nation, in the government. And when I speak to police officers, you know, I was introduced to a police officer in a small meeting which I addressed recently. And I said to him, "You know the condition of the administration and society better than I do as a preacher." "Yes, some of them know how crooked the people at the top are. Politics is all about power. We know that. And in order to achieve political eminence, people sacrifice all morality and principle. That is the general rule. There could be exceptions. So in the midst of that, where do Christians stand? Do they stand for something? Do they stand for anything?" And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Let us pray. Let us tell God in our hearts, "Good Lord, let me be true to you. Give me a warm, a burning heart, a heart which is full of love, full of Jesus, full of truth, the Spirit of truth. Save us. I pray and ask you that you will help us to bring truth. Hear our prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen."
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.